brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into hour number three on this live Friday edition, the ninth day of March 2007. I'll be back live on the radio Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Another great syndicated broadcast we're doing. Wide open phones in this hour and a ton of news. John in Texas, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
A while ago, I bought a series, a Walt Disney series on DVD called Swamp Fox. Well, Francis Marion, the Revolutionary War guerrilla fighter.
Yes, that the movie The Patriots fashioned after.
Anyway, in that series, they had a chapter called Brother Against Brother, Neighbor Against Neighbor, and it told about the size, a whole lot of the population sided with the English crown, the British king, and they waged total war on their fellow Americans.
They were called Tories.
Yeah, Tory Americans. And so it's always been that way through our history. Same with the Civil War, and it's going to be that way when this new world order comes around. We're going to have a sizable portion of the population that are going to turn against us.
That's right. They'll grovel to any tyranny they see.
And I don't, you know, as much as you preach and put the facts out there, some people you just ain't going to reach. They're just going to call us traitors, and they're just going to turn on us. That's all.
That's because deep down they're afraid, and they want to serve the biggest bully they can find.
Yeah, it's that way. It was that way in Nazi Germany, and a while ago in Russia, there was a big demonstration that there were thousands of people in the street wishing Joe Stalin was back. So it's just the way it's going to be. That's all, Alex.
I appreciate your call. Great point, John. Andy in Illinois, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
I have a couple of comments and then a question for you.
Do me a favor. Turn the radio off.
Okay, sorry about that. I don't normally do that. First of all, I was listening to Michael Savage a few months ago, and he was actually talking about the North American Union. And he was taking credit for being on the cutting edge of that. He claims that he's been talking about that for 6 years, when you've been talking about it for 10 years.
Well, I've also heard him say, we must support Bush. He's fighting the New World Order. It's like saying Hitler was fighting the Nazis.
That's what's so dangerous about these neocons. They get it right on a couple of issues, and they make their audience think they're right on every issue.
They have to do that, and they do it, yep.
And my other comment is, yesterday I called a local talk show. He's a liberal host, but he's very much against the open borders. And I'm not tooting my own horn. I just want to let your audience know what an effect one call can make. I called about the North American Union.
And you shifted the whole show's discussion.
Yeah, that happened, and plus, I mentioned that Barack Obama is for open borders, and he's never talked about the border issue and how all the candidates that are running, that are being the media's darlings, like John McCain.
Yes.
Giuliani, you know who I'm talking about. It's because of the corporate-controlled media, and I just went on about that. And the candidates that are against open borders, you're not hearing about in the media. Well, I had a friend call me. He actually heard me on the radio, and he said a very good call, and I woke him up. And he's an African-American guy, and I would assume that he'd be supporting Obama. And he goes, you know, you're right. I've never heard Obama talk about the borders.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Farrakhan is supporting Obama. I don't care if Obama was green or purple or polka-dotted and pink. I would vote for somebody if they were pro-borders, pro-sovereignty. He's a globalist. He's New World Order. He's not talking about how they grab black kids and test drugs and pesticides on them. He's not talking about AIDS in Africa. These guys are all bought and paid for. He's just as bad as Hillary or any of them.
But if we can make a call to a talk radio show and a friend calls you back and you woke him up, I just wonder how many people we can wake up that we don't even know. So I just want to urge your audience, you know, to get on the radio if that's all I can do.
Exactly. Call them to talk shows, start blogs, get on message boards, make copies of films, tell folks about this broadcast. It just grows by leaps and bounds. If you're listening on an AM or FM, tell your friends and family to tune in every day. Tell people at red lights, hey, I'll be driving to do my radio show, and I'll just stop and say, hey, tune into this station. I mean, I do it myself. I do it at grocery store lines. We'll be right back.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
One of the National Firefighter Associations is saying they don't want Giuliani coming to speak to their group. We'll tell you why later. More on black men in the U.S. being almost 7 times more likely to have HIV. Why is that? But right now, let's continue with open phones. I also have a clip I want to play later. It's like 15 minutes long. I can't play it all, but it's a great cartoon/video clips that a listener to this show has put together on YouTube. It's two parts. And just with the audio alone, it's powerful. Just a lot of talented people out there. So we'll try to play some of that, too, before the show ends. We've got 51 minutes left in broadcast time on this Friday edition. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Rick in New York. Rick, you're on the air.
Yes, sir, Alex. Hey, I got about 2 minutes. I had to write this down before my phone goes dead. You're doing a great job. The only other people talking about the North American Union is Ron Paul and Lou Dobbs. You can sign a petition at Petition Online, North Americans Against the North American Union. I wrote, how dare anyone subvert the sovereignty of our great nation for a North American Union, and for what? More cheap junk at Walmart. Any politician not addressing this should be charged with treason.
Well, it was treason that George Bush brought us into that system illegally without Congress being involved in March of 2005.
Right. No, I just wrote a thing down so I didn't forget that. And now I read that on Rents.com that Bush is sticking it to the U.S. truckers by allowing the uninspected substandard Mexican trucks in the country within 60 days, I guess.
But see, that's already been going on.
Right. I guess they'll be doing the jobs American truckers won't, at least for slave wages, right? But I have to apologize to you for calling you left gatekeeper after reading on Cloak and Dagger. But I never hear them talk about the North American Union on their site. They push to Al Gore, but I've been reading that he pushes the idea of the New Age religion, cult of Gaia, a Mother Earth as a god, which is really paganism, Luciferian, and Masonic ideology. Some believe in the war god, moon god, and sun god. I believe in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Keep up the good work, Alex.
I appreciate your call. Look, there's a lot of shows and people that attack me. And they do it because they are enraged with jealousy. And I don't know what they're jealous of, that I work 16-plus hours a day, that I'm highly focused, that we... I mean, we're just basically here in like an ant farm, an ant hill, slaving. And there's all these egomaniacs and people who try to attack us. We don't care, and I don't care if you attack me. It means nothing to me. I do what I do because I'm desperate to try to save this country, and I want my children to grow up in a free society and not the nightmare that's being prepared for them. And I do what I do because I want righteousness. I want goodness. I want to do the right thing. I want to be a man of my word. I want to stand up against corruption and bullies. And that's all I've ever tried to do. But there's a lot of people in this movement who are in it for the wrong reasons. And most of them aren't in the grassroots. They're in the leadership positions. And it's a thorn in our side, you could say. But that doesn't matter. We should all just move forward. I try to tell the truth. I try to make the right decisions. I try to get the news right. I try to give you the best picture I can. I try to analyze what's happening. I try to give you an accurate picture. We don't claim to be perfect. But we are the best there is. No brag, just fact. And that is quite a weight. That is quite a duty. That is quite a responsibility. It is also scary to be the most effective. And that doesn't mean I'm very effective. But together we can bring this new world order down with God's help. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Richard in Texas. Richard, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to make a comment about the chemtrails today. To my mind, that's a just a small picture of the complete asleep nature of the American people. Those things have been so obvious, and you talk to people about them, and even when you bring the subject up and you point out how they function in the sky and do things that are totally bizarre, they just refuse to see.
They weren't there 10 years ago.
Oh, I know. It's clear that this is something new. He formulated jet fuel theory makes no sense at all. Otherwise, they'd be there coming very plain all the time. And, to me, it just points out to the bigger problem we have with people seeing what's going on.
There's so much going on. I mean, our whole economic system is a hoax and a fraud and is staged. The religious leaders have been bought off. The society's falling apart. Every real indicator shows we're in massive decline. And it's just the people running things are just completely nuts.
Amazing. I hope we can get through economic collapse before we can get to all these other issues that we're facing.
I hear you, my friend. Anything else?
Yeah, just, Alex, if you have any comment about RBN and the microstations, I'd be interested to hear.
You know, I have nothing to do with either one of those things, and people could never differentiate the difference between any of that, and so how do you even discuss something that you don't even understand? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I had experiences, though. I guess this would be the best analogy or best parallel for what you just raised. Well, before I answer that question, let me just tell you, I don't get depressed. Per se, I just get overwhelmed. It's more of a frustration because I'm not up to the task. And that is, I'm doing research right now, and Aaron Dykes is doing intensive research right now for the film I'm making that is so important that I'd rather do nothing else but that. But then I have to do it in my extra time, and then it just burns me up for frustration wanting to be able to get to work on it. We're trying. And having so much evidence, we've been doing intensive research for about 4 or 5 months on eugenics, time at the library, on the computer, eugenics.org, reading the letters, the documents, and it's so evil and so admitted that you can't even properly discuss it. There's so much evidence, but this is the bottom line. This is what I've brought away from it. And I already knew this, but to then read the Bibles of the canons of the eugenics movement from 100 years ago right through to 6 months ago, it is the elite's religion of elitism and power and dominance and feudalism and an excuse to dominate and enslave populations. It is their excuse to be as abusive and bad as they want. They say in these books that the religion of internationalism is eugenics and population reduction. They openly state it. I mean, the head of the UN's UNESCO program wrote a book on it, UN documents, thousands of pages of CIA documents. This is declassified, where they're openly talking about how they're going to cull us and one-child policy us and kill us and build police states to control us. And I mean, reading it, seeing it, and then seeing my fellow man around me, a different strata, some of the public unable to even understand what I'm saying, others arguing with us. I mean, it's so much worse than we can even say, and people are debating us who won't even check out what we're claiming. And then that leads me into the next issue that the caller mentioned. Then I see people in this, quote, alternative media movement, truth movement, whatever you want to call it, patriot movement. And the only analogy I can give on that is, it's, did you ever in high school have some girl you didn't like, who you weren't attracted to, who wanted you, and because you rebuffed her for several years, she then concocts some story about you, about how you, you know, wanted her and cornered her and did something to her? It, like, adds a, and then they're delusional, too. They then believe it. And, I mean, that's all I can say on the other thing. It's just like, I mean, I'm thinking about the World War III and our society and all the horrible things that are happening. And I just am a man of my word, and so I say I'm going to do things, you know, to defend myself against people who've gone after me. And then I just hate even being involved with them. I mean, I just wish that I didn't even know their names or who they were. It's like having to sit next to somebody on a bus who just has the worst body odor you can possibly imagine. The time I was on an airplane with this big fat Russian guy who smelled like a septic tank. And it's kind of like that in my life. I mean, frankly, I don't even want to be doing this, fighting the New World Order. I have to. Much less than have the non-fringe benefits of having to wallow around with the people that are involved in it, who just have these incredible delusional ideas about things, which you know are false, but you know they're going to have to just see it through, and then even after they're defeated, they won't even know, and they'll still believe their delusion. It's just disgusting. But, I mean, I've gotten to the point in my life where I just let it be. You know, that's just the way it is. And I'm just resigned to so many things. But I got to tell you, this eugenics stuff, I know it's got Aaron freaked out, too. The way they talk about us, the things they say about us, the things they're doing. And then you look at the general public, they can't even get themselves together enough to fight the New World Order. It's a bad situation. We'll come back. Got a mic, Jeff, Elmer, many others.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place. Surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
I guess the point I was making earlier, just about the state of humankind, is that it's a complex world, so most people aren't involved in the complex world. They just have their own little life, and they stay focused on that, that limited perspective. And then years ago, I would just hate people. I'd hate the government. I'd hate others. And now, I don't even have that hate anymore. I mean, I guess it's kind of at the back of my mind, and in a way, hate would kind of warm you up. And I really feel sorry for my enemies and for your enemies. I And it's also a disgust. It's worse than a hatred. It's like I just am revolted by it. Like when I see Bush, I don't laugh at him anymore or get angry at him or yell liar at the television set. I just go, ugh. It's hard to watch, and I have to analyze it, and it's just... And I watch the Texas legislature with all those crooks dressed up in fancy suits, and they all preen and try to act real manly, but they're all wearing fake shells, and they're real effeminate. That's not right to women, but you know what I mean. Men who are acting tough, it like comes off as effeminate. And they're all preening like a bunch of mindless peacocks, lemmings or something. And I don't even hate them. I'm just like, oh, man, look at them. I don't understand it. And I mean, I'm not even that good of a person. I'm not perfect. But I'm just so sick of it all. And my discernment gets greater and greater, too. It's like I'm almost, they say that with great knowledge comes sorrow, and I don't even claim to know that much, but compared to most people, I got a lot of info and just understanding of how things work. And I'm just, it's like, be careful what you ask for, folks. I always wanted great discernment, and I've got pretty darn good discernment, and it's just like, ugh. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of anticipating everything. I'm tired of knowing people's next move. I'm tired of having to just watch them con people and watch the government get away with all the things they do. I just am... And, you know, I'm not always like this. I get buoyed from time to time. It's just... I said I'd go through a lot of calls, and I am doing that, but not like I wanted to. Let's try. Let's go to Mike and Jeff and Jack and Steve and Glenn and others. Mike in New Hampshire, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
Good. I just wanted to call and let you know I'm Mike Jackman, the co-founder of Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth.
Yes.
And my friend, I was wondering if you had seen my friend Justin Martell's videos with Dennis Kucinich and Ron Fall.
Yes, I've seen them. We've posted those.
And I also want to let you know that we purchased a bullhorn a couple weeks ago on inspiration from you and all of your bullhorning.
You have done well.
It's we're looking forward to using it, and... We're having a screening of the movie Improbable Collapse. I go to Keene State College in Keene, New Hampshire, and the next couple weeks we're going to be advertising for it. Probably going to be doing some bullhorning, and we'll get that on tape and send it to you.
Good job.
Yeah. So I was just wondering what your thoughts were on Ron Paul and Kucinich, and if you think that there's a legitimate chance that they might go public further with their concern for the official story.
Well, I think Ron Paul and Kucinich know that at this point, because of media demonization, it would be political seppuku for them to go completely public on 9/11. But Ron Paul has said he believes there's a cover-up on this show, and you can go read articles about it, and he said that he believes governments do stage provocations. And so he's gone further than any other major politician, except maybe somebody like Cynthia McKinney.
Yeah.
And I know Kucinich has called for an investigation and said there's a cover-up. And that's pretty darn far for them to go, and we appreciate it.
It really is. And I just want to tell you, I think Kucinich is going to go. I mean, he told me that his office has subpoena power, and they're looking into certain issues. He wouldn't tell me what the issues were, but he said that we're going to be hearing from him. So I really hope that he does go forward with this. And
I think Kucinich is a genuine person. But I don't think he holds a candle to Ron Paul, because Ron Paul is a founding father grade, and Kucinich is more of a liberal socialist. But, I mean, he means well, and he's done a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, Ron Paul is what true Republicans should look at and support. You know, you got these phony neocon Republicans, and they're all just chills for, you know, the Bush gang. But I went and saw Ron Paul a couple weeks ago here in New Hampshire, and there was about a crowd of 200 people. And honestly, he's the most pessimistic about his chances in a way, and he's doing this reluctantly, and that's what I really like. I like a leader who's someone who's called upon, and then they're a reluctant leader. I mean, he doesn't want to police our lives. But
yeah, you know, it's really, and I had this maybe 10 years ago. I had it maybe 5 years ago, but less and less, and now I really don't have it anymore. In a way, I'm more effective because I don't, but at certain times it would give you more energy because I did a lot of what I did for personal power trip in the past. I mean, I believed in what I was doing. I didn't like the globalists, but it was fun to be a big shot. But when you really do become a big shot and you're a moral person, you start not liking the crowds. You start not liking making decisions. You start not liking power. And Ron Paul is certainly a statesman and, frankly, does not like his job and does not like what he has to do, but he has to do it. And that's the type of leaders we need. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
Getting back to the nature of political power, most people seek it because they're insecure or they like the raw exercise of it. And people revel in the trappings of success and the baubles. And to me, those are really chains. I mean, success would be being an artist or a builder and having a big family and spending a lot of time with your family and being able to live a fulfilled life and seeing great things and traveling. And a lot of people have that type of taste. But still more in the modern Madison Avenue world where we're raised from cradle to grave, where it's just all about fake dominance. They even create little false structures and stratas where different subgroups of society can exercise petty power. The big sociologists now, of course, talk about the future with robotics and mechanized factories, how there'll be more and more leisure time. That's why there's not a need for populations at this level, and how they'll have to create petty systems just to give people the petty exercise of power, or they'll revolt against the elite. And that's what the whole left-right paradigm is about, just while you have these petty wars that mean nothing because all the main horses are owned by the same mafia. But I have lost something as I've become a more loving, more well-rounded, more seasoned person. And I can't imagine if I'm blessed to continue living what I'll be like in 5, 10, 20, 30 years, because I still have a lot of faults and a lot of problems, but I'm a better person than I was many years ago. But I do not have that I have a drive to work harder than I've ever worked before because I know the enemy knows the time is short and things are very serious and it's about survival, and I've gotten myself very deep into this. But I don't have just that drive or that enjoyment of that, quote, competitiveness, you know, with other patriots and other groups and other people. It's mainly a desire to build greater things, to wake up more people, and I still take a great pleasure from that, but I also have a lot of great disgust at just the... Because, again, I don't have that high view of myself. And then I look at the general public. I'm just on average, and they're completely ignorant. I don't want to say stupid, because they're not really dumb. They're just completely focused. They're under a spell. They're mesmerized by really a false reality. All the basic mathematical and semantical symbols that they've been given are twisted or are completely false or turned around backwards. Where you, it's what George Orwell in his frustration wrote about in 1948 when he published 1984. And Winston is basically you know, himself in the book, and just trying to talk to people. You know, what if he could get the general public to rise up, the proles? What if he could get them to see what they were doing? What if he could get them to realize the control around them? But he saw that they were basically like not dumb animals. They were just following a pattern of their life, playing the lottery, getting drunk, acting tough, getting in petty fights, having little petty wars with their neighbors, never anything big or substantive, no wider horizons. I mean, I try to get you to capture this all the time, and I know many of you do better than I. I'm not on some high horse here, but every day I'm just struck, especially when I'm outside carrying out the trash or walking the dog, looking up at the moon and the stars, and we're on a planet. We're on a planet that orbits a big burning ball of gas with a moon and the, again, the trees and the bugs and the life and just all the amazing things that are around us, and your children and your wives and husbands and grandmothers and the good food we eat and just all the beauty and the blessings. And you've got a bunch of unhappy people who aren't satisfied. And see, I am satisfied. I'm extremely satisfied. And I don't understand how people are not satisfied. I don't understand how they just have been made to feel inadequate. And they're these mindless biological machines basically being programmed by television. And then the culture around you regurgitates that culture and only magnifies it at the animal level. I don't know. I don't want to get all philosophical here and then get into the whole mechanics of things. I just, good Lord, look at what we've been conditioned to accept. I mean, I talk about it all the time, but, I mean, it's been in major newspapers that Dying Corps and Halliburton run giant kidnapping rings of whole groups of women and children in the hundreds of thousands. I mean, what? There is an instant arrest and freakouts and trillions missing from the Pentagon and no one goes to jail? There's no investigation? The Pentagon tells Congress they're not going to answer their questions? Talk show hosts are everywhere talking about putting us patriots in FEMA camps? Can we just sit here? We just sit here? It all goes on around us? I mean, how could you not see it? How could it not be obvious? All right, let's blast through your calls, as I said I would do. Jeff in Oklahoma, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. This is the second time I've called.
Thanks for calling.
All right. I don't get a chance to really listen to your show because I work like 80 hours a week and I sleep during the day. But I've had a chance to listen to it a little bit today. I like to say that I did get the video America from Aaron Russo. I got to watch it plenty of times. And I was pretty shocked to find out what the IRS has been doing. The immense fraud of the income tax. I guess Aaron Russo said that it's more like a protection racket.
We ought to write a book called Planet Hoax.
Planet Hoax?
Just everything's a hoax, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the people he interviewed, I got to look them up on the web and read some of their comments. Jennifer Long, Sherry Jackson, Joe Bannister has his own website too, and Sherry Jackson also has a video thing called Breaking the Invisible Shackles of the IRS. It's on Google Video. You just type in her name and it'll pop up.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole bunch of IRS agents and armed Treasury agents that have gone public, and then the IRS has come after them criminally, and they've won in court against the IRS.
Yeah, and they also had a guy called Irwin Schiff who...
He's gone to prison.
Yeah, but, you know, he got railroaded. The judge wouldn't let him...
The judge said, I will not have the law in my court.
That's right.
That's a quote.
He would not let Irwin bring in Supreme Court rulings that were pretty evident for his defense. He wouldn't allow him to bring in certain people for as witnesses, and they put a government ban on his book, which now we can download for free off his website, which I did. I think they call it the Federal Mafia.
That's what it is.
Yeah. And in it, I think briefly on it, it says how you can get your employer to not withhold taxes from your paycheck, and something about the zero.
Yeah, filing a zero return. Listen, I appreciate your call. I'm going to comment on that. I like what Aaron Russo says on the subject. It is a fraud. It is a scam. It's paid directly to the Federal Reserve. It does not run anything in the country. There's hundreds of other taxes. But I'm not telling you not to pay the taxes. That's up to you to do. I pay them because they are the mafia, and with a lot of people, they do come after you, and they do railroad you, and it doesn't matter if there's no law. They send you to prison. So if the mafia tells you to pay them money, I'm not telling you what to do or what not to do. That's up to you. It is a fraud. It is a scam. Now, I've chosen my battles. I could decide to be the big tax crusader, and I have had a lot of these guests on. I've made a film about it, Comprehensive Angle Financial Reports Exposed, as the first videotaped interview with Joe Bannister in it. We have exposed it. We talk about it, but I choose my battles, because once you get in a fight with the IRS, man, it takes all your time up. I mean, you're now fighting the government, who has unlimited resources. And so you have to choose your battles wisely, and I've chosen to sit here and expose the system, but then to not sit here and advise everybody to not go pay it. People say, well, they'll shut down if you don't pay it. No, 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 no. It's a tool of control over you, folks. It doesn't matter. It doesn't hurt the globalists when you don't pay the tax, okay? Just so you know, they issued the money out of nothing to begin with. It's really an inflationary control mechanism, but it is a fraud. That's why we carry America Freedom to Fascism. But it covers more than just that. It covers who owns it, who runs it, the Federal Reserve. It covers the North American Union. It's a very important film available at InfoWars.com by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You know, I don't normally have time to describe all the stuff that's in these films. These are excellent videos. And you need to get the videos we carry. I mean, I could spend an hour on each one just talking about the basics that's in them, the films I've made, the films I carry. Let's go ahead and talk to Jack in Kansas City. Jack, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I just wanted to see if you knew anything about the recent stock plunge and if it had anything to do with the economic collapse.
Well, it just shows continued volatility in the market, and it shows how fast things can change in the global markets, not just the markets here in Chicago or New York. But look, the thing is a fraud to begin with. The Dow Industrial 30 is only winners, and it itself is at half its value pre-2000 because of the currency inflation.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty interesting that you were talking about one day about 9/11 insider trading and how, I mean, could you actually predict what's going to happen by looking at the stock market and what it's doing?
It's a huge, complex system. The government and others have huge programs, computer programs, trying to track it and watch it. I can just cover the fact that it is very speculative, very volatile, very dangerous, and the simple maxim of diversification is the answer. The stock market has been growing by a few percentage points a year. in the last 6-7 years, and that's with currency inflation. And then look at what gold's done. It's way outperformed it, but I'm not saying just be in gold. You should be diversified.
Can I plug my website?
Sure, plug away.
It's evolutionofdeception.com.
It's a good name.
I'd like to get on your show sometime as a guest because I want to do a radio talk show. The email and call in.
Well, what you need to do to do that is you need to start doing your own podcast. Buy the microphone. Buy the little mixing board. If you don't know how, get a computer guy over to show you. Get your neighbor to show you. Start uploading your podcast to one of the many podcast websites that are out there. And so you'll have some tapes to show people that you can do a radio show. But you probably do a great one. I'm just telling you, you got to start with something first before you kind of graduate into the mid-level like this network. But thank you for the call. That's one of the things I want to do is whenever we get around to it, I'm too busy flushing money down a rat hole, suing people because I have to. I'm too busy trying to make a film. I'm too busy doing the radio show and interviews. I've actually suspended doing interviews for a while, turned down a whole bunch because I've just got to focus on this film. How did I get off into that discussion just now? Oh, yeah. I'm going to have a big website. It's going to be like MySpace. It's also going to have video uploads, audio uploads. You'll have your own area of your own site where you can also post your own video and audio, but on the same platform. And it's a major investment of most of the capital I have to do it, but I am doing it, and I'm doing it because it's going to be about user content, and it's going to be about turning you loose, and then I'm going to sit there with all my energy and promote the site to help bring in viewers and listeners. You can do the same, and it's going to be, I'm really excited about it. Because everything I do is about what is the most effective to reach the people, what is the most effective way to warn them, and it's film and internet. And so a major evolution in what we do. And that's why I just get so disgusted by all the other things I have to do, because it's just if I say I'm going to do something, I have to do it, and I have to do it one step at a time. And I've just got so many things I want to do. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Mass. Steve, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, what's up?
Doing a worldwide radio show. What's up with you?
How you doing, buddy? The thing I want to tell you, it's not just the, what we were just saying about the to get the news out there. It's not just the media and stuff like that or tapes. What it is, it's money. Alex, I want everybody to take out their dollar bills, the 20s, 50s, 100s. I want them to write across it, right across the CNI. I want them to write 9/11 was an inside job, Infowars.com, or whatever message they have else to write. Start using the money. Start writing on it. Stop putting everything you want on it to get people to look at it, to say, hey, what's this, and look it up. Start making people more aware.
Well, that is a very effective. I can't tell you how much, and I'm not talking about $20 bills that are sent here for videos. I mean, I'll be at 7-Eleven getting change for gasoline, and it'll be Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com on the money or other truth websites. It's very exciting.
I want to see. I like to see more of that. Another thing I want to say is that I'm a veteran, Vietnam veteran. I can basically say that this whole New World Order from the beginning ruined my life. I have no children. I really can't have the kind of life that I wanted to have because for a dirty, bloody war that I fought. I will fight for you, your children, and your children's children.
Thank you, my brother.
And one more thing is that if they think this New World Order thing is going to be easy for them, it's not going to be easy, Alex. It's not going to be easy. There's a lot of veterans out there.
No, they know that. But they're going to make a whole industry out of fighting us and profit themselves. But it's going to be worse than they even think.
Oh, it is. It will be. I got a lot of brothers out there who I talk to, Vietnam vets and people like that. And we're already talking. I mean, it ain't going to be easy for them. It's not going to be easy. It won't be easy for us, but it's not going to be easy for them. That's for damn sure.
Well, I know these talk show hosts saying I need to go to a FEMA camp, and my listeners do. They're enemies of America, and they're going to be held accountable for what they've done when we take this republic back, because that's treason against the Bill of Rights and the Constitution to get on the radio and say, put everybody in camps. The Nazis didn't even do that. They were quiet about it. These bastards, these un-American pieces of filth, get on air and say that.
I would never end up in a FEMA camp. No way would I end up in a FEMA camp. I didn't end up in no concentration camps in Vietnam. I know how to fight. I survived. And I talk all my brothers out there from who fought in wars. I want them. They know what to do: adapt, improvise, and overcome. And that
we are adapting. We are improvising. We are overcoming.
That's
we're
right.
having victory after victory.
We are.
But it still doesn't make it fun as we're...
No. And it's, I know it's a lot of responsibility on you, and it's time for us Americans, too, to pick up the slack and start doing something. We all got to get together and start doing something and help you with this and help... I know, like, Ron Paul, he's coming forward. He really doesn't want to do it. You're doing things that you really don't want to do, but you have to do it because you're an American and you're a true patriot.
Well, I'm just trying to survive just like you. And
yeah,
I mean,
right.
We've got an elite who are totally evil, admitting they're evil,
yeah.
doing all these bad things. We got to fight them. We can't just give in to them.
No, we can't. We can't. I mean, if it comes down to this. We have to fight. We have to fight. And we have to fight for your children and your grandchildren and everybody else. We have to.
Well, I appreciate you fighting for all the widows and the orphans and all the people. And they are your children, even though they're not your children by blood, my friend. It is men's job to be the fathers of society, to be the warriors, and to stand on the front line against the tyranny of evil men. So I salute you, my friend. We appreciate you. Final segment, couple news items and your calls. Stay with us.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares.
Welcome back. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central.
You're on.
Via Infowars.com or an affiliate near you, emanating out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. Inmates may cut time by donating organs, and they've been really lobbying to take people they kill's organs, and then that sets the precedent like China to do it. But now, oh, give your organs, you get out. This is getting really sick. Lawmakers are considering legislation that would let prisoners donate organs or bone marrow in exchange for time off their sentences. A state Senate panel on Thursday endorsed creating an organ and tissue donation program for inmates right here in Texas. This is disgusting. But legislators postponed debate on the measure to reduce the sentences of participating prisoners, citing concern that federal law may not allow it. This is really creepy. Look at this, UK Daily Mail. The rice with human genes, the first GM crop, not true, containing human genes, is set to be approved for commercial production. The laboratory-created rice produces some of the human proteins found in breast milk and saliva. Now they want to put vaccines in the food. Also, celebration banned for Jamestown's 400th anniversary of the Jamestown colony, saying it's evil and hateful and an invasion, and it's been banned celebrating it. Again, political correctness, nothing but control. France banned citizen journalists from videotaping violence, saying only approved media is allowed to film what's happening in the streets. But Big Brother is going to watch you. Let's jam in three calls here quickly, giving each one of you a minute. Glenn in New Jersey, then John and Brian. Go ahead, Glenn, you're on the air. Glenn just dropped. John in Oklahoma, go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
That's good. I just got done watching Martial Law, and that is an amazing film.
3 hours long. Thanks for watching.
Yeah, it took 2 days to watch because I started before I had to go to work. But once I got off work, I went straight home and got on to watching that.
Well, thank you for seeing the film.
Yeah, and you've kind of opened up, like, not my eyes, but my parents' eyes.
Oh, really? So you showed it to them?
Yeah, I told them that they had to watch it. Because, like, I've been telling them that I thought 9/11 was an inside job for years, and they've just said, no, why would the government do that? And I was just like, you're blind to the reason that you don't want to believe that the government can do that.
So briefly, and I'm glad to hear this, I always love to hear these good reports, what did they say after they'd seen it?
After I showed my dad, he was in complete shock, and he was so glad that he had seen that film because now he knows what the government's actually about and not, you know, that sugar-coatedness that everyone gets to see from, you know, the propaganda that they send out.
What part did he think was most shocking?
Probably whenever he saw the evidence with, you know, all the engineers saying that there's no way that those towers could have fallen the way that they did, and, you know, after he heard the firefighters talking about how they heard demolitions and
good job, John. Now you and your dad and mom take action and wake up others. Good to hear from you. Call me back later if you want to talk more. Brian in Maryland, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is Brian with BC911Truth.org. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I want everybody to know that we do demonstrate in front of the White House every Saturday from 1 to 2 o'clock.
Good.
And everybody's welcome to demonstrate for 9/11 truth. Also, Alex, I'd like to let you guys know that we started a new website in conjunction with Webster Tarpley. And that website is 911truthsquad.org.
Yeah, I've seen it. What else is going on?
We're just fighting the fight and keeping up with what's going on out there. But you know something? We're going to fight for our lives, Alex. And people
we are.
Need to get active or get radioactive.
We are. Listen, I got your six. God bless you all. Take care.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.